Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on lesson 182. This is our idea for the day. I will be still a moment and go home. This world you seem to live in is not home to you. And somewhere in your mind, you know that this is true. A memory of home keeps haunting you, as if there were a place which calls you to return, although you do not recognize the voice nor what it is the voice reminds you of. Still do you feel an alien here, from somewhere all unknown, nothing so definite that you could say with certainty you are in exile here, just a persistent feeling, sometimes not more than a tiny throb, at other times hardly remembered, actively dismissed, but surely to return to mind again.
No one but knows whereof we speak. But some try to put by their suffering in games they play to occupy their time and keep their sadness from them. Others will deny that they are sad and do not recognize their tears at all. Still others will maintain that what we speak of is illusion, not to be considered more than but a dream. Yet who, in simple honesty, without defensiveness and self-deception, would deny he understands the words we speak?
We speak today for everyone who walks this world, for he is not at home. He goes uncertainly about in endless search, seeking in darkness what he cannot find, not recognizing what it is he seeks. 1,000 homes he makes, yet none contents his restless mind. He does not understand he builds in vain. The home he seeks cannot be made by him. There is no substitute for heaven. All he ever made was hell.
Perhaps you think it is your childhood home that you would find again. The childhood of your body and its place of shelter are a memory now so distorted that you merely hold a picture of a past that never happened. Yet there is a child in you who seeks your father's house and knows that he is alien here. This childhood is eternal, with an innocence which will endure forever. Where this child shall go is holy ground. It is his holiness that lights up heaven and that brings to earth the pure reflection of the light above, wherein are earth and heaven joined as one.
It is this child in you your father knows as his own son. It is this child who knows his father. He desires to go home so deeply, so unceasingly. His voice cries unto you to let him rest a while. He does not ask for more than just a few instants of respite, just an interval in which he can return to breathe again the holy air that fills his father's house. You are his home as well. He will return. But give him just a little time to be himself, within the peace that is his home, resting in silence and in peace and love.
This child needs your protection. He is far from home. He is so little that he seems so easily shut out, his tiny voice so readily obscured, his calls for help almost unheard amid the grating sounds and harsh and rasping noises of the world. Yet does he know that in you still abides his sure protection. You will fail him not. He will go home, and you along with him.
This child is your defenselessness, your strength. He trusts in you. He came because he knew you would not fail. He whispers of his home unceasingly to you, for he would bring you back with him that he himself might stay and not return again where he does not belong, and where he lives an outcast in a world of alien thoughts. His patience has no limits. He will wait until you hear his gentle voice within you, calling you to let him go in peace along with you to where he is at home and you with him.
When you are still an instant, when the world recedes from you, when valueless ideas cease to have value in your restless mind, then will you hear his voice. So poignantly, he calls to you that you will not resist him longer. In that instant, he will take you to his home, and you will stay with him in perfect stillness, silent and at peace, beyond all words, untouched by fear and doubt, sublimely certain that you are at home.
Rest with him frequently today, for he was willing to become a little child that you might learn of him how strong is he who comes without defenses, offering only love's messages to those who think he is their enemy. He holds the might of heaven in his hand and calls them friend, and gives his strength to them that they may see he would be friend to them. He asks that they protect him, for his home is far away and he will not return to it alone.
Christ is reborn as but a little child each time a wanderer would leave his home, for he must learn that what he would protect is but this child, who comes defenseless and who is protected by defenselessness. Go home with him from time to time today. You are as much an alien here as he.
Take time today to lay aside your shield, which profits nothing, and lay down the spear and sword you raise against an enemy without existence. Christ has called you friend and brother. He has even come to you to ask your help in letting him go home completed and completely. He has come as does a little child, who must beseech his father for protection and for love. He rules the universe, and yet he asks unceasingly that you return with him and take illusions as your gods no more.
You have not lost your innocence. It is for this you yearn. This is your heart's desire. This is the voice you hear. And this is the call that cannot be denied. The Holy Child remains with you. His home is yours. Today he gives you his defenselessness, and you accept it in exchange for all the toys of battle you have made. And now the way is open, and the journey has an end in sight at last. Be still a moment and go home with him, and be at peace a while. Lesson 182. I will be still a moment and go home.
So before we even pressed record on this episode, you saw the lesson and said, I love this lesson.
Oh, I love this lesson. You know, it's been now a week or so or even more in our review and then before the review, of course, this whole idea of grace, right? And for me, as I have been allowing more grace to come into my life, it seems as though more peace is coming into my life. And this lesson here today is when I think of I will be still a moment and go home. I just want to go home. And I didn't forget this lesson because I love this lesson. And I kind of forgot a little bit about how the beginning parts of this lesson. And we had, a few months ago, I had made the comment that I've always felt kind of like a stranger in a strange land. You know, sometimes more than others, mm-hmm. I guess you would say. And I take a lot of comfort in paragraphs 1 and 2. This world you seem to live in is not home to you, and somewhere in your mind you know that this is true. A memory of home keeps haunting you, And if there were a place which calls you to return, although you do not recognize the voice, nor what it is the voice reminds you of, still do you feel an alien here from somewhere all unknown. So that's why we would feel like a stranger in a strange land.
Yeah, and jumping down to paragraph 4, perhaps you think it is your childhood home you would find again. I've seen that in myself, and I also see it in other people, where there is definitely some nostalgia glasses going on, where it was like, oh, it was better in, you know, yesteryear or whatever. And, like, our vision of even our childhoods are so skewed, in a sense. Like, even mine, like, I look back on it totally fondly. Like, I loved my childhood. And it's sometimes when it's like the feel the burdens of the world, like, oh, there's too much responsibility and I don't always want to deal with that. It's like, oh, if I could just go back to like elementary school and I could just like finger paint or something today.
When your worst problem was cleaning your room, like you talked about yesterday.
Yeah, it's like that was the worst problem I had. And it's like, oh, yeah, it felt like, oh, yeah, there's so many great shows on TV and, you know, even like that saying, oh, they don't make them like they used to. Or it was, oh, yes, music was so much better in whatever year. And it seems that every generation is like always the music when they were kids, that's when music was better.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you have the like the odd person out where it's like, oh, yes, it was better back in the 60s or not. Uh-huh. To me, every generation has its good music. But then it seems that people are particularly attached to the music that they listen to growing up.
And, you know, I think the reason for that is what is being alluded to here in this lesson is that we long for our innocence.
Exactly. And I think that's why we look to yesteryear and say, well, it was so much better back then, is because, and, you know, that's, I can't say that's true for everybody. Because, you know, people can be in horrible situations as children, situations they should never even be in as adults, really. And they are put in those positions. So it's not everybody, but there is definitely this experience for most people where there is this sense of innocence when you're a child. And it seems like just as you grow up, you lose your innocence. And we're always looking backwards to say, oh, it was even like when I think about my childhood, my only problem was I had to clean my room. It's like that did feel like innocence. Like, so it's like I wish I could have that feeling back. Not necessarily the same situation. Like, it's like when you're a kid, you can't drive, you can't do anything, you can't stay up too late because you got a bedtime. And it's more, but that feeling of innocence that it's like, and safety, all that can be there.
And I do think then that's why Jesus, you know, he says, become as little children.
Mm-hmm. That sense of innocence.
It is the sense of innocence. And I do think we all miss it. Mm-hmm. We all long for it.
Or even if we can't even remember feeling that, we long for
the idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this child is your defenselessness, your strength. He trusts in you. I'm paragraph 7. He came because he knew you would not fail. He whispers of his home unceasingly to you. For he would bring you back with him that he himself might stay and not return again where he does not belong and where he lives an outcast in a world of alien thoughts. So when we say, you know, like it's the ego thought system, and those really are alien to who we truly are as the extension of love, as children of God, you know, whatever words, the words are just symbols of symbols, right? And so whatever words speak to you are the words that are, you know, that are right for you. And we can get caught up in words too. So to just kind of recognize that. But I, you know, when we're down on paragraph 10, Christ is reborn as but a little child each time a wanderer would leave his home, for he must learn that what he would protect is but this child who comes defenseless and who is protected by defenselessness. Go home with him from time to time today. So where I go when I read those words is that we really do have access to love in this life. If he is saying, you know, go home with him from time to time today, I guess how I interpret that is, you know, spend time with love today. And it can just be for a moment. It can be, you know, you're walking from one meeting to another meeting and you close your eyes and you take a breath and you just recognize who you truly are and that you're not alone. And that, you know, love is always there with you. And love is always there guiding you. If you're in a really tough and stressful situation, sometimes it's hard to access that. And also, we need to extend grace to that also.
Yeah. One thing that comes up for me with this lesson in alignment with what you're talking about is I think the reason there is so much conflict in the world is that we all can recognize something's not right here.
Yes.
But then we turn to the ego thought system for help and for the solution, which always is separate. Like the ego's only answer is separation. It's got one answer. That's it.
Right.
Separation.
Right, right, right.
Where the Holy Spirit also only has one answer, which is love and unity. I guess that's technically two, but they're the same thing. And it's like we have awareness that something's not right here. We all can feel that. Like, I do think that that's why there is so much conflict. It's like if we could just make that jump from one voice in us to the other,
mm-hmm.
we would actually solve all the problems. Like, let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved.
Mm-hmm.
It's making that shift from one, the voice for the ego, to the voice for love. That can actually start to solve these problems that create these conflicts. Because it's, you know, everywhere I go in the world, I see unhappiness. You know, people, they're suffering. I guess maybe I'm going to use suffering instead. Everywhere I go, I see suffering. Because that's what this world is made of. But if we all recognize there's suffering, it's like we have this perfect starting point to walk each other home. It's like a wish, rather than looking for solutions, we can all recognize there is a problem here. And not worry about whose solution's right, whose solution's wrong. Just let's start with something's not right. That's the suffering.
And it seems that from this lesson, as I look through it again, is that, you know, in paragraph 2, it talks about it. In paragraph 7, it talks about it. It's our defensiveness really, really is a block to the awareness of love's presence.
Well, in a Course in Miracles, that defensiveness is coming from we believe we need to defend ourselves from God.
That's how it originated.
Yeah,
right.
We need to defend ourselves from love.
Yeah.
In that, so there is this experience of separation. We think we've sinned and ruined who God created us to be. And then we ran off to this place we call the ego thought system for protection, to hide from love. And then we now think we have to defend ourselves constantly from love. So if it finds us, we can protect ourselves from it. So we have this endless quest of defensiveness, just so love can't get in.
Right. Isn't that something? And so when we let go of our defensiveness, then it is, and I have experienced this too, is that, you know, I used to really think that I had to, you know, justify and defend. And one day, maybe 4 years into my course journey, I had this experience of just like, you know, recently I've been understanding grace a little bit more. I started understanding defensiveness a little bit more, and I realized how exhausting it is to always be defensive. And he's asking us here and guiding us in this lesson is to let that go. This child is your defenselessness, your strength, you know, and to be able to just, I will be still a moment and go home. I will be still a moment and truly, truly recognize who I am. Remember who I am.
And knowing who we really are, that true self, is waiting for us.
Yes. And it never went anywhere.
Mm-mm. It's there the whole time.
Yes.
Just waiting for us to recognize who we are.
Well, thank you for this lesson, Ada, and doing this with me. I will be still a moment and go home. Lesson 182. Happy practicing. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.